incredible combination of music and dance and learning and sharing. And it's just wonderful to be part of this festival. Just to give you an idea of how great things are here, I'll tell you a personal story. Last year I did something which I think is a fairly poor statement about my judgment at sometimes. I left my PA system sitting out in the rain one night, you see. That was bad, real bad. But here at Augusta, we have people like Flawn Williams and Bill Payne who know all about sound systems. And at first I thought I should plug it in to see if it works. That's real bad. Instead, Bill and Flawn said, take it apart, dry it, and we did, and it works real well. Not only that, it sounds a lot cleaner than it used to. That's good. Well, you guys are a really fun audience, and good to see you're having a good time. But I did want to tell you one short story about the subject of faith, and it's about a fellow who was running along a road one day, and all of a sudden this lion jumped out of the forest and started chasing him down the road. And so he's running, and the lion is gaining on him, and he has to turn off, and the only place he can go is over this cliff. So he heads over the cliff, and he grabs a hold of a little branch there on the side of the cliff, and the lion is above him looking down. And he's holding onto this little teeny branch, and he looks up to heaven, and he says, isn't there anybody up there who can help me? And this voice came down and said,
yes, my son, I will help you.
Oh, please help me.
Well, first you have to tell me, do you have faith? Do you believe?
Oh, yes, I truly believe. I truly believe.
Well, if you truly believe and you truly have faith, then just let go.
Is there anybody else up there who can help me?
Thank you.
Well, our next guests have had quite a year. In this last year, these people have performed at Radio City Music Hall, Carnegie Hall, and the Grand Ole Opry. But my favorite place that they played was in my living room, because these people are not only my friends, but they are my neighbors. They are Robin and Linda Williams.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you here this evening and to be part of this wonderful, wonderful vocal week at Augusta, and see a lot of new friends out there, old friends too. We're going to start off with an a cappella ballad here, a beautiful old song from Nelson County, Virginia, this version.
One morning in May, I heard a married man to a young girl say, go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come go with me. Across the blue mountains to the Allegheny, I'll buy you a horse, love, and saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern, we'll drink when we're dry. Across the blue mountains go my Katie and I. spoke her mother, and angry was she then, saying, daughter, oh dear daughter, he's a married man, and there's young men aplenty more handsome than he. Well, let him take his own wife to the Allegheny. Oh, mother, oh, mother, he's the man of my heart. Oh, and wouldn't it be a dreadful thing if we should have to part? For I'd envy go across the blue mountains to the Allegheny. We left before daybreak on a buckskin and a roan, past tall shivering pines where mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountains to the Allegheny, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
Thank you very much. We hope you will help us welcome a friend of ours, a wonderful musician and a great singer, a man by the name of Jim Watson, who'll be playing bass here tonight. We have been involved with the songwriting class this week here at Vocal Week, and so we'll do a few of the songs that we've written here, including a couple of brand new songs here.
Not all this week. Mostly our students wrote this week. Great stuff, too. Are you ready?
I am.
One, two, three, four.
We started slow, trying not to rush. We wanted more than passion between the two of us. We weren't thinking forever until we saw that we fit hand in glove just the way it ought to be. We were walking in perfect time, talking in perfect rhyme. Your heart and mine beat in the rhythm of love. Taking every day of living, making it into a song. We've cut a path for two. It's narrow, but it's wide enough for us to travel side by side.
walking in perfect time, talking in perfect rhyme. Your heart and mind beat in the rhythm of when we lose a beat. It takes giving and forgiving to make our voices blend and to keep our song sweet flowing to the end. Walking in perfect time, talking in perfect rhyme. Your heart and mind beat in the rhythm of love. Walking in talking in perfect rhyme. Your heart and mind beat in the rhythm of love. Your heart and mind beat in the rhythm of love.
Thank you. Bring out one of the most remarkable harmonica players there is, Mr. Howard Levy. Are you back there, Howard?
And also the man who epitomizes the word blanky.
That's right. I'll do you a little blues here.
Of sorts.
Song, train song. Rob and I are fixated on train songs. I don't know why. We like that. That sound, that harmonica sound that comes with them. There it is.
Thank you.
some days I'll be doing just fine. I won't think of you for hours at a time. Then I'll hear the rumbling on the rails of diesel's whine and that lonesome wail. And when I hear that whistle blow, I think of all I did to make you go. Angry words I've spoken, promises I've broken, baby, when
treat it is to play with Howard Levy. Here is an old song, a song that we wrote in 1980, a song that we wrote after having been on the road 20 out of 24 months. We looked at our lives and thought, how crazy can you be? And so we took a little time off and reevaluated our lives, wrote this song, and then went back out on the road in a little more sane fashion. And we sang this song every night for 5-6 years and got to the point where we were really tired of it. And so we quit singing it. And my brother-in-law one night at our house in Virginia was talking to me and he said, why don't you sing that song anymore about Don't Let Me Come Home a Stranger? And I explained to him how we just had gotten tired of it. And he said, well, you know, a lot of people can get something out of that song. He said, basically, who I'm thinking about is the Vietnam vets. So Linda and I thought about it for a while, and it was amazing how just a new look at the song brought new life to it for us. So we've been singing it almost every night since then. A song, Don't Let Me Come Home a Stranger. As I walked out one evening to breathe the air and soothe my mind, I thought of friends and the home I had and all the things I left behind. Oh, as silent stars shone on me, my eyes sought the far horizon, as if to pierce this veil of time and escape this earthly prison. Oh, will there come a time when the memories fade and pass on with the long, long years? I couldn't stand to be a stranger. In this place so far from home, they know my name, but they don't know me. They hear my voice, they see my face, but they can lay no claim on me. Oh, will there come a
I couldn't stand to be a stranger. And as I walk this universe, I free my mind of time and space. I wander through the galaxies, but never do I find my place. Oh, will there come a time when the memories fade?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, groovy guys, groovy girls, we'd like to introduce one of the hardest working people at Augusta this week. You know him, you love him, he probably owes you money. Would you please welcome Peter Ostrushko?
It's great to get to play with Pete again. We've been friends and musicians. Partners for a long time.
The music's not bad either.
Well, we're very grateful to Peter for letting us play in his set here.
That's right. It's nice of him to let us join
him. I was threatening not to even come out here. You're sounding so good.
This is for Kathy Fink. She's out there, and I just wanted to know this is a new banjo song for me, Kathy. And real proud of this, and I've learned a new song on the banjo. Song about heard this story about this modern day sheriff from Rock Springs, Wyoming, who it sounded just like, the story we heard sounded something like about 100 years ago, he killed a guy and then turned into a hired gun for these cattlemen out there, and this was, you know, only a few years back, so we couldn't pass up the chance to immortalize this guy in a song here called Hired Gun.
He rides beneath the outlaw moon in a land that time passed by, where the rivers flow like open wounds and the wild coyotes cry. Silent men ride the range and steal what they don't own. And then shots ring out across the sage, blood falls and paints the stones. In the dark Wyoming night he lies out of sight, his face is hard and lean. Living by the speed of the draw in a country too big for the law, he's paid to keep the range clean. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun. In a blue town along the border, they gave him a legend gun. He killed a man. 1881. He got off free, but the judge said, get out of town by the close of the day. But there's lots of folks who like to see you dead and see you put away. In the dark Wyoming night, he lies out of sight. His face is hard and lean. Living by the speed of the draw in a country too big for the law, he's paid to keep the range clean. Job done, he's a hired gun, he gets the job done, he's a hired gun. Mm-hmm.
someone died with a bullet in his chest. There was no justice, he was not tried, he was just laid down to rest. He was a wrestler, so they say, he got what he deserved. The sheriff looked the other way, he never said a word. In the dark Wyoming night, he lies out of sight. His face is hard and lean, living by the speed of the draw. In a country too big for the law, he's paid to keep the range clean. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun. He gets the job done, he's a hired gun.
Broken a wire, he's gonna go snag somebody's guitar back there. We were, as Robin said, we were involved in the songwriting workshop this week. It was really great, and we want to do our last song here. As soon as he finds a guitar back there, he'll be out. Our last song here about one of the great country songwriters that there ever would be. Yeah, Hank Williams, the great Hank Williams, who died here in the state of West Virginia, not down in Oak Hill, I think it was. Do you a song about his kind of tragic life that he had and his death. Am I doing a great job? Here he is, folks, now. We love Kathy Fink.
She borrowed mine last night.
We have really had a great time. We thank you very much for letting us come and be a part of this wonderful workshop, and the experience that we had teaching taught us so much about many, many different aspects of our music and a lot of other kinds of music that was here this week.
Keep going, Linda. You're doing a great job.
Am I doing a great job? I'm getting a lot of support from these guys, aren't I? How's it going, hmm?
Well, it's all right. Not great, but okay. There's the problem. So.
We meant to have this ready, you know. In our performance classes, we always said, you know, you should never get on stage unless you're really prepared for any kind of emergency that should arise. And but it's been a long week.
Nope, Linda. Flawn, let's see what happens. Thank you.
Yikes.
Should I forget it, Flawn?
Just play,
say yes or
yeah.
No? Okay, great. With you?
Gosh, Kathy's guitars are always in tune. All right, are we ready here? Pete, thanks for playing with us. We appreciate it. Thanks to Jim Watson for being here with us this weekend. Really great.
Take a train or take a car. Find someone else to keep you from the cold. Rolling and rambling, the women love him half to death. He sang with a whiskey on his breath. His heart broke like a child's. Rolling and rambling, the sun is set out on the trail. The hobo's drifted up the rail. He's taken his last ride. It was all he ever knew. He didn't sing at all that night.
in the back seat to the right. Rolling and rambling, the women's eyes and hands there. He sang with whiskey on his breath, his heart broke like a child's. Rolling and rambling, the sun has set out on the trail. The hobo's drifted on the rail, he's taken his last ride. Train south through the cities and the rural routes. Just one more place to go. All the whistles like the bluest note, just like it came from his own throat. Long and sad and cry alone. Rolling and rambling, the women loved him half to death. He sang with whiskey on his breath, his heart broke like a child. Hobo's drifted up the rail, he's taken his last ride. Rolling and rambling, the sun has set out on the trail. The hobo's drifted up the rail, he's taken his last ride.
Oh. Thank you very much. Peter Osiersko Hart leaving.
Robin and Linda Williams, Jim Watson, Peter Ostruschko, and Howard Levy. Incredible music. Great, 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 great. Well, thanks for coming, everybody, and I want to remind you there is a dance starting in the pit momentarily. See you there. Bye-bye.